الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we would like to continue in the series concerning the explanation or the sharh of the brief essay of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, entitled Nawaqid al-Islam, the things which nullify a Muslim's Islam. And previously we have mentioned a number of those nullifiers, or those things which nullify or negate someone's Islam. And we said that the nullifiers of Islam are many, and they have been discussed in the books of the scholars, mostly under the chapters dealing with the person who apostated from Islam. And our topic this evening, from amongst those nullifiers that Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah has mentioned, it is a matter which many people fall into from amongst the Muslims. And perhaps it is due to their lack of iman. And sometimes it is due to lack of knowledge. And sometimes it might be that a person falls into the commission of such an act due to anger, or due to sickness, or due to some other strained condition that that person may be under. In any case, the scholars of Islam have agreed that whoever commits such an action, then that person has gone out of Islam. They have fallen into kufr, even if it wasn't their intention to commit an act of kufr. The commission of such an act takes a person out of Islam. It nullifies their Islam. And whoever does such should repent from it and re-enter into Islam. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he says in this point, it is the sixth of the nullifiers that we have discussed after the introductory lecture. We have taken five nullifiers, and tonight we will take the sixth, inshaAllah. He said, مَنِ اسْتَحْزَأَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ دِينِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَوْ ثَوَابِهِ أَوْ إِقَابِهِ كَفَرَ. Yani whoever ridicules or scorns or makes mockery of anything of the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani whoever makes mockery of anything of the deen of Allah, al-Islam, its reward, yani the reward that Allah has promised to those who worship Him and follow this way, or its punishment, the punishment that Allah has threatened those who disobey Him with, whoever makes mockery of anything of this deen, then that person has indeed fallen into kufr. والدليل قوله تعالى قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 65 and 66, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say these words, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Is it that you have been making mockery of Allah and His ayat, His verses or signs or revelations, and His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it that you have been making mockery of Allah and His ayat and His messenger? قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَحْذِرُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't make any excuse now. There is no excuse after you have committed such an act. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't try to explain away what you have done. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Indeed, you have fallen into kufr. After having had iman, after having been a believer, you have gone out of Islam. You have fallen into kufr after iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited these verses to those upon whom this ayah was revealed, or those in reference to whom this ayah was revealed, and they continued pleading with him, making excuses. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to say to them, لا تعتذروا. Don't make excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You have indeed disbelieved after belief. الْإِسْتِحْزَى بِالدِّينِ, يعني making mockery or ridicule or scorning the deen, it is to speak with boldness, using words which diminish the respect of the deen, Islam, and suggest its defectiveness. For somebody to say about Islam or to speak about Islam in a way that suggests that it is defective, that it is not complete and perfect, or in a disrespectful manner, this is an istihza, making mockery or ridicule or scorning the deen. Sometimes such words might be spoken without a person having control over himself due to certain conditions which one may be subjected to. However, whoever does so, yani whoever speaks such words of disrespect about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is without them intending to do so, that person must repent and return to Islam. Examples of al-istihza, or scorn, or ridicule of the deen, include, as is mentioned in this verse of the Qur'an, mockery or making jest of the verses of the Qur'an, or of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or those who reject and disapprove of, or ridicule the implementation of al-hudud, the legal punishment, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in His noble Qur'an for the safety of the people and the preservation of life, such as al-qisas, retaliatory punishment, as well as cutting off the hand of the thief, and so on. Such an action constitutes the type of kufr, disbelief, which takes the person outside of the fold of Islam. Yani kufr akbar. Whoever does this, this is not minor kufr. It is not just a saying or an action of kufr that is a major sin, but doesn't nullify one's Islam. This constitutes the kufr which removes the person from Islam. Since the foundation of the religion of Islam is based upon the exaltation and glorification of Allah and His deen and His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani the foundation of Islam is based upon ta'zeem of Allah, exaltation and glorification of Allah, and ta'zeem of the deen of Allah and the messenger of Allah. Therefore, such actions as making mockery and ridicule of Islam and the Quran negate and contradict the basic and this basic and fundamental principle. It nullifies the basis of Islam, which requires that a true believer glorify Islam and extol Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His revelation, the Qur'an, etc. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said that cursing, abusing, or insulting the name of Allah or the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is kufr. Outwardly, ظاهراً وباطناً. Outwardly and inwardly. It is kufr outwardly in action, and it is kufr inwardly. Yani that the person is actually in a state of kufr out of Islam by such an action. He said, سواءً كان الساب يعتقد أن ذلك محرماً أو كان مستحلا له أو كان ذاهلا عن اعتقاده. There's no difference whether the one who insults the deen of Allah, whether that one believes that such an action is forbidden or considers it to be lawful. There's no difference that the person realized and recognized that it is forbidden or that they imagine that it is lawful. There's no difference between them. Or even the one who commits such an action absent-mindedly and oblivious of whether or not it is lawful or unlawful. This is the position of the scholars, the fuqaha, the scholars of Islamic jurisprudence, and the rest of the people of sunnah, those who hold the belief that al-iman is qawlun wa amalun, that it is speech and action. And that iman is not only what is believed in the heart, but it is also speech and it is also action. Therefore, the person's speech and the person's action also affects their condition of being a mu'min or a kafir. It has been reported from Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah that he was asked about someone who made fun of some ayat of Allah, some of the ayat of Allah. And he was asked about a person who hazala bi shayin min ayati Allah ta'ala. فَقَالَ هُوَ كَافِرٌ. He was asked about the one who made fun or made gesture or made mockery of some of the verses of Allah the Most High, and he said that such a person is a kafir, disbeliever. And he mentioned as proof of this the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 65 and 66. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Indeed, such an action, it is kufr, and the scholars of the Muslim Ummah, the people of Sunnah, are in agreement upon this. The occasion on which this ayah was revealed, it is reported from Ibn Abi Hatim in a hadith that is considered to be hasan, on the authority of Zayd ibn Aslam, and Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, he said that on the day of the course or the campaign of the battle of Tabuk, while the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were sitting together, a man who was sitting amongst them, on the occasion of the battle of Tabuk, they were sitting in some place, and a man from amongst them who was sitting amongst them, he said, مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلَ قُرَّائِنَا هَؤُلَاءِ. Yani, I haven't seen the likeness of these qurra, these reciters. Yani, those who recite the Qur'an. He is referring to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion. He said, مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلَ قُرَّائِنَا هَؤُلَاءِ أَرْغَبُوا بُطُولًا وَلَا أَكْذَبُوا أَلْسِنًا وَلَا أَجْبَنُوا عِنْدَ اللِّقَاءِ. That I have not seen, or we have not seen any people with a greater appetite, أَرْغَبُوا بُطُولًا, yani who want to fill their stomachs more, nor who lie more, وَلَا أَكْذَبُوا أَلْسِنًا, nor more cowardly in battle than these qurra, the readers or the reciters of Qur'an. And he is referring to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ كَذَّبْتَ وَلَكِنَّكَ مُنَافِقٌ فَأُخْبِرَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Yani, a man sitting amongst them, when he heard this, he said, you have lied. And in fact, you are a munafiq, a hypocrite. And I will definitely inform the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam of what you have said. So he went to inform the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the matter. وَنُزِلَ الْقُرْآنِ أَوْ وَنَزَلَ الْقُرْآنِ. And the Qur'an had already been revealed. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already been informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through revelation concerning this matter. قَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ فَأَنَا رَأَيْتُهُ مُتَعَلِّقًا بِحَقْبِ نَاقَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ تَنْقُبُهُ الْحِجَارَةُ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِنَّمَّا كُنَّا نَفْقُدُ وَنَلْعَبُ. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, I could see him, that man who had said these words and who had went to the Prophet ﷺ to excuse himself, to explain away what he had done. He said, I could see him just clinging to the saddle belt of the camel of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ as it ran, and the stones from the rough ground were battering his legs. And even then he continued pleading, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَفُوذُ وَنَلْعَبُ. We were only playing, we were only joking. It wasn't something serious. وَرَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَحْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard the excuse of that man, that we were only joking and playing, he didn't even look at him, he just continued reciting to him the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to him. Is it Allah and His ayat and His messenger that you are making mockery of? Don't make any excuses. Indeed, you have fallen into kufr after al-Iman. This hadith, it has been reported by Ibn Abi Hatim with a hasan, a good chain of narratives, and it has also been reported in most of the books of tafsir, including the tafsir of al-Imam al-Tabari, al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir, and others. Some of the scholars said that they're saying, and the saying of that hypocrite and those with him, that verily we were only playing, that we were only joking and playing. It meant that they were saying we did not really intend to make mockery, and we didn't intentionally commit this act. We were just having the conversation of one traveling, or one who talks just for the sake of passing time to break up the monotony of the trip. And these words have been mentioned in a narration of this hadith as it was recorded by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab in his book Kitab al-Tawheed concerning this matter. That they were claiming that it wasn't intentional, but it was only something that we were doing to pass time. We were just joking and playing. In spite of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared this kufr, since there is no room in such a matter for joking and playing with the religion. Hence they became disbelievers due to these words of theirs, due to words, even though they had been believers before that. As for the opinion of those who say that indeed they disbelieved after having faith by the words of their tongue, after having already having disbelief in their hearts, this opinion has been refuted by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Yani some of the scholars claimed that their iman was only, that they claimed iman on their tongue, while in fact there was kufr in their hearts. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, no, they indeed were from amongst the believers, and they have fallen into kufr after having been amongst the believers through this act of kufr. He said, it is not said about the iman or the faith expressed by the tongue, while at one and the same time housing kufr in the heart. Yani the person who claims iman on the tongue, while in his heart there is kufr. You don't say about that one, لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You don't say, make no excuse, you have disbelieved after you had believed. Because such people who profess iman by the tongue, while truly disbelieving in the heart, they were disbelievers all along. They were already disbelievers. But this ayat is revealed in reference to those who had iman, even if their iman was weak, and then they fell into kufr due to this action. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, concerning the above verse of the Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, he says, it indicates that they themselves did not consider what they had said to be an act of kufr. They didn't consider it. They didn't think that it was an act of kufr. In fact, they thought it was not kufr. Then it became clear that to ridicule or make mockery of Allah and His verses and His messenger is in fact kufr, which causes the one who performs such an act to become a disbeliever after having previously had iman. It also indicates that they did have iman, although it was weak, consequently they committed this prohibited act, which they knew to be prohibited, but they did not think it to be kufr. However, it was in fact an act of kufr, due to which they became disbelievers, since they did not believe that it was permissible. From amongst the signs of the munafiqeen and the kuffar, from amongst the signs of nifaq, hypocrisy and kufr, It is to make mockery of the deen. Al-istihza, making mockery or ridicule of that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. It is one of the characteristics of the disbelievers and the hypocrite. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, chapter 83, verses 29 through 36, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. That the mujrimun, الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا, the criminals, the wrongdoers, the disbelievers, that they used to laugh at those who believe. They used to laugh at the believers. And because of their iman, they thought it was something to make mockery of. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ. And when they used to pass by them, when they used to pass by the believers, they used to wink at them in mockery of them because of their iman. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. And when they used to return to their families, to their people, they used to go back to them jesting, yani jesting about the believers. وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُونَ. And when they used to see them, when they used to see the believers, they used to say, indeed, these are astray. They have gone astray. They are misguided. وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ. And they have not been sent. Allah has not sent these mujrimun, criminals, disbelievers, and hypocrites. He has not sent them as watches over the believers. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. So today, meaning يَوْمُ قِيَامَةٍ on يَوْمُ قِيَامَةٍ, those who believe, they will laugh at the disbelievers. عَلَى الْعَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ. And they will be on high, raised thrones, looking at all things. هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. And are not the disbelievers paid fully for what they used to do? And from the signs of the criminal disbelievers and the hypocrites is that they laugh at the believers and they wink and make jest and mockery at the believers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that on this day, meaning Yawm al-Qiyamah, the believers will laugh at them, and indeed the disbelievers will be paid in full for what they have done. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 79, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And those who يَلْمِزُونَ, who criticize or make mockery, or look at or point out or try to make fault with the believers, who make mockery of the believers, of those who give charity, who give sadaqah voluntarily in the cause of Allah, and they make mockery and they criticize those who do not find anything to give. لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ. Except they don't have any wealth, but they only can give from that which they can earn through their effort of working hard, doing some labor. And from that hard labor they earn something, and from that little that they have, they give. They make mockery of them. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They make mockery of these, of the believers, that is, the disbelievers and the hypocrites. They make mockery of the believers. سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. So Allah will return to them their mockery. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Al-Imam Ibn Kathir, Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he said, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. He said, this is, after they made mockery of the believers, that Allah will return their mockery to them. He said, this is in the way of al-muqabila. Al-muqabila ala su' sani'ihim. That it is giving them in return for their evil behavior, giving them back the same, returning to them that which they have done to the believers. لِأَنَّ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسَ الْعَمَلِ. Because the reward will be like the action. And a person will be rewarded in accordance with their action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reward them, or He will deal with them according to the way that they have made mockery of the believers. He will make mockery of them. And this is in support of the believers in this world. While in the next life, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. In the next life, they will have a terrible punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare for the munafiqeen. In the next life, a terrible punishment in accordance with their deeds. لِأَنَّ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسَ الْعَمَلِ. Because the reward, it is in accordance with the person's deeds. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, also said concerning these ayats, that this is another, and he mentioning this ayat, he said, this is another of the characteristics of the hypocrite. No one can escape from their criticism, their defamation and mockery, no matter what the circumstances. Even the givers of charity are not free from their criticism. If someone brings a great amount of wealth to offer in charity, they say he is giving such only to be seen by others. It is riya. If somebody gives a lot, they said it is riya. He is doing it to be seen. It is only ostentation. He is not giving it sincerely. And if someone offers a small amount in charity, they say Allah has no need of this insignificant amount of charity. And if you give much, they criticize. And if you give little, they criticize. Nobody can escape from them. Then Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, after saying this, he mentioned the hadith concerning the circumstances under which this ayah was revealed, as reported by Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, on the authority of Abu Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu, in which he said, لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ آيَةُ الصَّدَقَةِ, yani when the ayah of sadaqah was revealed, and Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, in the sharh of the hadith concerning this, he said that perhaps the ayah that he is referring to is the ayah from Surah Al-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 103, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً طَحِرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from them, from their wealth, sadaqah, a charity that will be means that through which you will purify them and sanctify them. He said that when the ayat of sadaqah was revealed, kunna nuhamilu ala zuhurina, yani we used to carry heavy loads on our backs. They didn't have any wealth. They just used to do some hard labor, whatever they could do to earn a living, in order that they would be able to give some sadaqah when this ayat was revealed. He said, we used to carry some heavy loads on our backs. فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَتَصَدَّقَ بِشَيْءٍ كَثِيرٍ. Then a man came and he gave in charity a large amount of money. And it is reported in other narrations of the hadith that that was Abdurrahman ibn Auf. And that he had given, in some of the narrations it mentioned that he had given 400,000 dirhams in gold. He said that, فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَتَصَدَّقَ بِشَيْءٍ كَثِيرٍ, yani a wealthy man from amongst the Sahaba. The others who were poor, they were just doing any labor to get a little money so that they could give something in the way of Allah. Then a man came and he gave a large amount of charity. فَقَالُوا مُرَائِي. Those hypocrites, they said he is only doing it to be seen. Yani ri'an, he is doing it so that people will see him and praise him. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَتَصَدَّقَ بِصَاعٍ. And another man came and he gave a sa'a, a small measure, a sa'a, 4 mud. He gave a small measure. In some of the narrations, he gave it in tamr, in dates. And in some of the narrations, it said that that man worked the whole night carrying things on his back or doing some hard labor so that he got 2 portions of dates. And he kept one for himself and he brought the other one to give in charity in the way of Allah. So a man came and he gave a sa'a. فَقَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنْ سَاعٍ هَذَا. The hypocrites, they said, Allah is without need of this sa'a, this insignificant amount. What does Allah need with this? The narrator of the hadith, Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, فَنَزَلَتْ الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدًا. الآيه. And this hadith, it is reported by Bukhari, and Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, said that Al-Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, has also narrated this hadith in Sahih. And that this ayat, it was revealed in reference to the hypocrites making mockery of those who gave much or those who gave little, they had something to say. They had to criticize everyone from amongst the believers, no matter what their situation was. Of the acts of al-istihza, ridicule or mockery by which a person could fall into kufr or disbelief, there are many. And from amongst them, some of the scholars have mentioned that one makes ridicule of the Islamic knowledge, al-ilm al-shar'i, or makes ridicule of the scholars, the Muslim scholars, due to or because of their knowledge. That a person makes mockery of the knowledge, the Islamic sharia, or makes mockery of the people who possess that knowledge because of their knowledge. And the mockery is because of that knowledge, which they disrespect, and they consider it as something unimportant. To ridicule the reward of Allah and His punishment, as Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab mentioned in this naqid, he said that the person who makes mockery of the deen of the Prophet ﷺ, or the reward, its reward, the reward that that deen offers to those who believe and do good deeds, or its punishment that is threatened for those who disbelieve and those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever makes mockery of this reward, or whoever makes mockery of this punishment, making jokes about it as some of the people do today, they laugh and they joke and they take it light. This is kufr that takes a person completely out of Islam. To ridicule those who enjoin the good and forbid the wrong, yani those who perform the noble task of commanding and enjoining the good in the society and forbidding the people from wrong. Whoever makes mockery of such, of those who do so, due to the act of enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong, then this is an act of kufr. To ridicule the person who performs the salat in mockery of the salat itself, yani making mockery of the person who is praying because of the salat. Making mockery of the people, it is sinful, but making mockery of someone because of the act of worship of Allah that they are engaging in, it is kufr. To ridicule the one who allows his beard to grow fully without cutting it, in mockery of the beard itself, this is kufr. To ridicule the one who leaves the riba, the interest, mocking him due to his abandoning that unlawful wealth, and as though he is unintelligent, or he is not mature, he doesn't have sense, how can he leave that riba if it is a large amount of money? How can he leave it? How can he abandon it? As though he doesn't have sense, when he has abandoned it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it unlawful. The acts of istihza, ridicule or mockery of the deen of Allah and the revelation of Allah and the Messenger of Allah and that which is connected to that which He has brought, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are many, and these are just a few of them. Some of the scholars have likewise divided al-istihza, or making mockery, or ridiculing, or scorning the deen of Allah, making mockery of that which the Prophet ﷺ has come with, into two divisions. The first division is al-istihza al-sarih, open or clear mockery, such as that about which the verse of Surah At-Tawbah was revealed, yani such as the likeness of those who said that we have not seen any people with a greater appetite, nor who lie more, nor more cowardly in the battle than these reciters, meaning the reciters of the Qur'an, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or such similar sayings of those who ridicule and scorn and make mockery of Islam. This is al-istihza al-sarih, when somebody clearly, openly makes mockery of the deen of Allah in a clear and direct manner. The second type is al-istihza ghayr al-sarih, yani indirect scorning or mockery of the deen of Allah by gestures. And this type of istihza, there is no end to it, such as the wink of the eye, somebody winking the eye in mockery of something related to the deen or the people of deen, sticking out the tongue or extending the lip or making a sign with one's hand, showing disregard and disrespect for the deen of Allah. All of these being an expression of the person's displeasure with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is at the time when the Qur'an is being recited, or the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are being read, or when someone is enjoining the good or forbidding the wrong, or performing any act of worship, or that which Islam requires of the believers. Both of these are istihza, and both of them are acts of kufr. It is not only the one who directly, openly makes mockery of Islam, but even the one who does so indirectly, through gesturing of any type or whatsoever, it is all istihza and it is all kufr that takes a person out of Islam. What is our position towards those who engage in al-istihza bi deenillah? What is our position towards those who make mockery of Allah's deen? Some of the scholars have made it clear that it is obligatory on every Muslim to be stern and firm and severe with anyone who derides and ridicules or makes mockery of the religion of Allah and that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with, even if such a person is the nearest of friends or relatives. And even if it is the nearest of people to you or the most beloved to you, whoever has made mockery of the deen of Allah, a person should be severe with them and stern with them and not take the matter lightly. As one brother told me that he saw on more than one occasion that his father and his father's friends used to make mockery of the imam of the masjid. They would invite him to their house and then they would laugh at him and make jokes about him. And in fact, they were making jokes about him because he is a mutawwa, because he is a religious person. So they thought it was fun to do so. I told that brother that this is kufr. Whoever engages in it and whoever sits being pleased with it, not opposing it or speaking against it or leaving the presence of those people, then they will be like them. It is incumbent upon the Muslim to be stern with those who make mockery of the deen of Allah, whoever they may be. One should not sit with such people so that one avoids becoming one of them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 140, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَقُولُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعٌ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. It has already been revealed to you in the book, in the Qur'an. And that إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا. If you hear the ayat of Allah being denied, being disbelieved in, وَيُسْتَحْزَأُ بِهَا, and being mocked at or scorned or ridiculed, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ, then don't sit with them, حَتَّى يَقُودُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرٍ, until they engage in some other speech, in some other conversation. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ. It is a prohibition. Allah has ordered us, He has prohibited us not to sit with them. It is not lawful to sit with those who make mockery of the deen of Allah. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. Because if you remain sitting with them, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ, then you will be like them. In that case, you will be like them. You will be one of them. You will share in that which they have engaged in, of sin and disbelief and mockery of the deen of Allah. إِنَّكُمْ إِذَنْ مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. That indeed Allah will join together the munafiqs and the disbelievers in the hellfire altogether. Allah will join them together. The disbelievers and the hypocrites and whoever is with them. The matter is very serious. To sit and listen, and not to oppose or to speak out against or to leave the presence of those who are engaging in such, it will make you to be one of them. You will be judged to be one of them. Whoever hears the verses of Allah being disbelieved in or mocked at, while he is sitting amongst those mockers and deniers, and he is pleased to be sitting with them, then he is like them in that sin or in that kufr. And in going out of Islam, he is like them. There is no difference between him and them, even if he is not actually engaged in that speech or action. And this is because sitting with them, without hating and refuting their actions, or getting up and leaving their presence, is an indication of being pleased with their actions of kufr. Being pleased with kufr is itself kufr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran," that whoever from amongst you sees a munkar, whether it is an evil action that a person is engaging in, or whether it is an obligatory action that the people have abandoned. مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ. Then whoever sees it, he must change it. فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ. It is obligatory. لَامَ الْأَمْرُ. فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ. It is obligatory on you to change it with your hand. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِيعُ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. And if he is not able, he is not capable, he cannot stop it, then with his tongue, then he must speak out against it. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِيعُ فَبِقَلْبِهِ وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And if he is not able even to speak out, then with his heart, yani with his heart, he should hate it in his heart, and that is the weakest of iman. Yani when a person sees the munkar, and they don't stop it, and they don't speak against it, the least that one can do, and that is the weakest of iman, after which there is no iman, it is to hate it in one's heart. And here it is required, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered in, or prohibited in the Qur'an, that when a person is in that situation, well, they cannot stop it, and they cannot speak out against it. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعْهُمْ. Then don't sit with them. Then don't sit with them. فَإِنَّكُمْ إِذَنْ مِثْلُهُمْ. Then you will be like them. If you sit with them, and you don't stop it, and you don't speak out against it, then you must at least leave from the presence of those people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an in Surah Al-Safat, chapter 37, verse 22, أُحْشُرُوا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَهْدُوهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ. That he ordered the angels to collect those who do wrong, the wrongdoers, الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. أَزْوَاجَهُمْ, the scholars of Tafsir, from amongst the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, they said it means those who are like them, or those who are similar to them, those who are on that which they are upon of disbelief in Allah, or whatever evil that they are upon. Yani, gather them together, those who have done wrong, وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ, and those who are like them, وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and that which they used to worship instead of Allah. فَهْدُوهُمْ, and turn them towards صِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ, the way of the fire. This ayat is a proof that the people in Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will be connected with those who are like them, and those who are similar to them, and those who are their partners or their companions in the sins that they committed. Some of the scholars said that the people of zina, of fornication and adultery, they would be collected together on Yawm al-Qiyamah with the people of zina, their partners and their companions in zina. And the people of riba, they will be collected together with their companions and their partners and their associates and those who shared with them in riba and so on. Therefore, a person should be careful who they keep company with, because people will be raised up with those whom they are a part of. The scholars have used this verse, or the previous verse, and the previous verse from Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 140, that if you hear the signs of Allah being disbelieved in and made mockery of, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعْهُمْ, then don't sit with them until they engage in some other speech. إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. For indeed, in that case, you will be like them. They have used this verse and similar verses as a proof that the one who is pleased with sin is like the one who actually commits the sin. The one who is pleased with sin, مَنْ رَضِيَ بِذَنْبٍ فَهُوَ مِثْلَ فَاعِلِهِ. The one who is pleased with the sin that is committed by another, whoever is pleased with that sin, then he is like the one who engages in it. There is no difference between them. And this is proven by the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Shams, chapter 91, verses 11 through 15, concerning the people of the Prophet Salih, alayhi salam. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْرِ. Not only the one who has committed the act, but all of those people, the Thamud, they were all destroyed because all of them were pleased and they were amused with the killing of the she-camel. Therefore, it is clear that the one who is pleased with a sinful action, then that person is equal to the one who has committed the sin. And based on this narration, narration in the Quran concerning the Thamud people, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the history that though one of them have committed the act of killing the she-camel, while all of them were pleased and in agreement and in concordance with that action, then Allah has destroyed all of them. And He has attributed that sin of that man to all of them, that He has destroyed them bi dhanbihim, by the sin that they have all shared in, due to their being pleased with what has happened. Due to this, based on this ayat and the ayat of Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you sit with them, then you will be like them. You will be similar to them. You will be equal to them. You will share with them. It is based on these verses and similar evidences that we take the position, and the principle is based upon it, that the one who is pleased with an evil action is just like the one who actually performs that action. This should make us to know that not only should one avoid engaging in sin, or the major sins, or more importantly, those things which nullify a person's Islam, but one should also avoid sitting with or being in the presence of those who engage in such actions, unless they can stop it or speak out against it. Otherwise, one should leave from amongst them. Don't sit with them, but separate from their presence. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather together, He will collect together the munafiqeen and the kafirun in the Jahannam altogether. This is the end of what we wanted to discuss. Perhaps though, before looking at the questions, there are a number of fatawa that, as long as we have time, it is beneficial to read from some of the contemporary scholars. The first of them is the fatwa of Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, concerning the one who makes mockery of the deen, that the ruling concerning one who makes mockery of the deen of Allah is kufr. He was asked that by a person who said, I see that many of the young people, when they see a young man who keeps to the performance of his salat and observes the regulations of his deen, that they make mockery of him. And I see also that some of them, may Allah guide them, they speak about the deen without any care or consideration, taking the matter very lightly. So what is your saying concerning this matter? Yani those who do such. And is it permissible to sit with them and to relax with them in the times outside of the times of prayer at other times? The Shaykh rahimahullah said that al-istihza'u bil-Islam aw bi shay'in minhu kufrun akbar. That whoever makes mockery of the deen or any part of the deen, but it is major kufr. And it is the kufr that takes a person out of Islam. And then he mentioned the ayah of Surah At-Tawbah, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَحْزِيُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. That indeed you have disbelieved after your iman. He said that whoever makes mockery of the people who practice deen, who observe the regulations of Islam, those who preserve or protect or guard their salat, whoever makes mockery of them, because of that, because of their observing or adhering to the requirements of the deen and trying to protect the regulations of the deen, then such a person who makes mockery of that person is considered as one who makes mockery of Islam. If somebody makes mockery of a person because he's observing the requirements of Islam, it is the same as making mockery of the deen of Allah. Therefore, it is not permissible to sit with him, nor to accompany him, to be his companion, but it is obligatory to reject him and to refute him and to warn against him and to warn against those who accompany him. Warn them against accompanying him or being his companion. And likewise, it is the same for the one who jests or makes jokes concerning the issues of the deen. And if they scorn or make mockery of the deen, then this person is also considered to be a kafir, and it is not permissible to accompany him or to sit with him. Indeed, it is obligatory to refute him and to reject him and to warn against him and to encourage him to make sincere repentance. And to encourage him to make sincere repentance. If somebody is seen engaging in such, that person should be warned and they should be advised, they should be reminded, they should be told the seriousness of their matter. And they should also be encouraged to repent, to make sincere repentance from what they have engaged in. The Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, said that if they repent, alhamdulillah. If they repent, alhamdulillah. And otherwise, if they do not, then their matter should be raised up. It should be that should be sent to those in authority. Yani they should be reported to those in authority. After the confirmation of their evil action through just witnesses. Yani what they have done, there should be witnesses. Just witnesses who confirm that what they have done, in that case if it is so, then they should be referred to the authorities so that the ruling of Allah can be executed upon them from the religious courts, al-mahakim al-shar'iyya. Then the Shaykh said, in any case, these issues are dangerous issues. And every student of knowledge and every Muslim who knows his deen should be warned from it. And he should warn those who engage, who involve themselves in these issues related to the deen of Allah, making mockery or jest or scorn of it, playing with the deen of Allah. He should warn them against it so that he will not be afflicted with what they have been afflicted with concerning the corruption of their aqidah and making mockery of the truth and the people of truth. And if a person doesn't warn them, it is feared that they may also be afflicted with it. Because whoever witnesses it and sits in the presence of it and doesn't say anything against it, Allah may also afflict them with that which those people are afflicted with. Then the Shaykh, rahimahullah, as was his custom in many of his fatawa, and it is a good custom that the Muslims should take heed to, then he made dua. He said that we ask Allah for all of the Muslims, that they have well-being and that they be saved from everything that opposes the law of Allah. And likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu that He protect the Muslims, all of them, and give them well-being from the evil of their enemies, from amongst the disbelievers and the hypocrites. And also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them and support them in holding fast to His book, subhanahu, and to the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every situation or circumstance. Indeed, Allah is what is Jawad Kareem, and Allah is the one who gives plenty and Allah is generous. Perhaps we will stop here and take the questions. There are a number of other fatawa, but the time, due to time, we'll probably stop here, inshallah. The important thing that these fatawa from Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, and the other contemporary scholars are in accordance with what the earlier scholars have said concerning the seriousness of making mockery of the deen of Allah, or ridiculing, or scorning anything related to the deen of Allah, from which a Muslim should beware. And whoever engage in such, and the Muslim who is present, should stop them from doing it if they can, and if they cannot, they should speak out against it, otherwise they should leave from the presence of such people for fear that Allah might afflict them with that which He will afflict those who engage in such in. The questions with this handout, the first of them discuss briefly the six naqid or nullifier of Islam. The six naqid, it is that whoever scorns or makes mockery of anything of the religion of the Prophet, yani the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his reward or his punishment, that person has indeed committed an act of kufr. They have gone out of Islam. And in making mockery, jest, taking lightly the matters of deen, it is a serious matter and a person should avoid it because it nullifies the foundation of their deen. It nullifies their iman and their tawheed. Number two, what is the hukum or the legal ruling concerning one who makes mockery of Islam? It has been reported, as we mentioned in the sharh of this naqid, from Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, when he was asked about the one who makes jest concerning some of the ayats of Allah, and he said that such a person is a kafir, and he has used as a proof the ayah of Surah Tawbah. What is the illah, or the reasoning behind this ruling? Yani what is the basis for this ruling? It is that the usul, or the foundation of al-iman and the tawheed, it is based upon the ta'zeem of Allah, the glorification of Allah, the exaltation of Allah in the deen of Allah and the messenger of Allah. And therefore, making mockery of Allah and His deen and His messenger, it negates, it nullifies, and it contradicts that foundation upon which the deen, iman, and tawheed is based. Therefore, whoever engaged in this action, they have nullified the basis of the deen, the exaltation of Allah. They have contradicted it, they have negated it, and they have gone out of Islam. Number four, which ayah of the Quran has the author given as a dalil for this nullifier? He has mentioned the ayah of Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 65 and 66, concerning those who made mockery of the ayat of Allah and the Messenger of Allah and his companions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning them, قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, that indeed you have fallen into kufr after having believed. Number 5, mentioned the circumstance under which this ayah was revealed. And this ayah was revealed on the occasion of the Ghazwat al-Tabuk, the battle of Tabuk, when some of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were sitting with others, and a man from amongst them began to make mockery and jest concerning the Prophet ﷺ and those companions who used to regularly and consistently engage in recitation of the Qur'an. And he said that we haven't seen anyone like these reciters who are more, yani, more engaged in filling their stomachs and lying, and more cowardly at the time of meeting the enemy on the battlefield. Give some examples of an istihza, mockery or ridicule or scorn of the deen. There are many, as we said, and from amongst those which we have mentioned, is making mockery of the religious knowledge of ilm al-shar'i, or the people, the scholars of the deen, or making mockery of the reward that Allah has promised those who obey Him, or the punishment that He has threatened those who disobey Him with. Likewise, making mockery of those who enjoin the good and who forbid the evil because of their doing that, making mockery of them for that reason, or making mockery of the salat, or the people who pray because of their salat, or making mockery of the one who grows his beard because of his growing the beard, or making mockery of those who abandon that which is being offered to them of illegal wealth, such as the riba that Allah has declared to be haram, making mockery of them for leaving that which Allah has made prohibited. 7, mentioned the two divisions which al-istihza has been divided into by some of the scholars. Some of the scholars said that al-istihza is of two types: al-istihza as-sarih, open or clear mockery by somebody saying in clear words that which is a mockery of the deen, or ridicule or scorn of the deen. And the second type is al-istihza غير الصريح, or indirect mockery due to crude gestures or otherwise. Number 8, give an example for each division of al-istihza. An example of the istihza al-sarih is that which was mentioned concerning the ayat of Surah Tawbah, those who say and who speak openly with clear words of disrespect against the deen or the people of deen. And the indirect istihza, an example of it is by somebody winking their eye when they see, they wink their eye to their friend about someone who's doing something that is related to Islam in a way of making mockery or ridicule or scorning them, or sticking out the tongue or extending the lip, or gesturing with one's hand, showing disrespect for something related to the deen of Allah. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa sallallahu. And the last questions that are remaining, number 9, mentioned the hukum or legal ruling concerning the one who sits with those who make mockery of the deen of Allah. And the ruling concerning those who sit with others who make mockery of the deen of Allah is that it is haram and that it is kufr, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't sit with them, it is haram. فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعْهُمْ, it is haram for you to sit with them. And he also said, إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ, that if you sit with them, then you will be like them, meaning that you will fall into that which they have fallen into, and you will be judged according to what they have been judged with, that is kufr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, also in this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا, that Allah will join them together, and He will join those who are like one another, whether from amongst the open disbelievers or the hidden disbelievers, that is the munafiqeen, and those who are in agreement and pleased with that which they engage in. Number 10, explain the qaida, the principle concerning the one who does not engage in a sinful action, but is pleased with it. That is, he does not speak out against it. He does not try to stop it, and he does not leave the presence of those who are engaging in it. The one who has not done that action, but he is, and he pleased with it, من رضي بذنب فهو مثل فاعله, then the one who is pleased with something, then he is like the one who does it. And this is based on the ayat, which we have mentioned from Surah At-Tawbah, that if you sit with them, you will be like them. إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ, and also the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Shams, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ بِسُوَّاهَا, that Allah has destroyed them due to their common sin. Even though one person has committed it, all of them have been blamed with that sin because they were pleased with what was happening. فَسَوَّاهَا, and Allah made them equal in it. No difference between the one who has done it and the one who is pleased with that action. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. Any questions or comments or corrections, inshallah, can take a few moments. Somebody makes fun of the woman who is wearing niqab, who is covering her face. If somebody makes fun of that and says, this is extremism, does this fall under this? Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has ordered the women to cover themselves. So whoever does so, in compliance with the command of Allah, the one who makes mockery of that, indeed it is an act of kufr. There's no doubt about it. Whoever makes mockery of the deen of Allah and whatever Allah has ordered in that deen, or whatever the Prophet ﷺ have encouraged us to do in the deen, whether it is obligatory or whether it is voluntary, whoever engage in making mockery or jest or ridiculing that which is part of the deen of Allah, because it is, and in making mockery of that person because they are doing something from the deen of Allah, and this is kufr, that takes a person out of Islam, that person should repent from what they have done and return to Islam. As for saying that it is extremism, that is just ignorance. Saying that it is extremism alone is their opinion. But making mockery of it, that is kufr. If somebody thinks it is extremism, it is just because they don't know any better. And people have many opinions that are wrong. We don't say that the opinion itself is kufr. But making mockery of the action of what Allah has ordered and what the Prophet ﷺ have commanded, and this is kufr, and there is no doubt about it. Brother? It is a proof, no doubt. Yani, indeed, the saying that you have disbelieved after Iman, the scholars of the people of Sunnah said that Iman is not only the conviction in the heart, but it is speech and it is action. And they also said that it increases and decreases. And some of the scholars said that it increases by the doing of good deeds and it decreases by sinful action. And some of the scholars said that if a person continues to engage in disobedient acts to Allah, that the iman may decrease until it becomes absent, until it is null and void, until it doesn't exist anymore. And this kind of action, it is the action that removes or nullifies or contradicts the iman at one time. Whereas other actions, it might cause the iman to decrease until it becomes, yani, until it is no longer existent. Indeed, this is a proof that a person's iman can be nullified completely by such an action, and a lesser action can nullify it partially. Partially. Depending on the weight of the action, and Allah knows best. Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. But in any case, yani, why did the author, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, use the word the deen of Rasul, deen of Rasul, instead of deen Allah? It is not clear why he has used this expression. Allahu alam. And I haven't read in any of the explanations of the scholars, anyone discussing this point. However, there's no doubt that the deen of Rasul, it is the deen of Allah. He hasn't come with any deen of his own, but he has come with what Allah has sent him with. So his deen, it is the deen of Allah. And perhaps he has used this expression to show yani, the closeness of the deen to the Prophet ﷺ, because he is the one who has brought it. And he is the one who has explained it. So it is showing that there is no separation from the deen of Allah, separating it from the Prophet ﷺ. And that's why some of the scholars said that in many places in the Qur'an and Sunnah are mentioned together. However, in many places the Sunnah alone is mentioned. Because the Sunnah is incumbent, it is essential. And it's because the Sunnah, it not only complements the Qur'an, But it also brings that which the Qur'an has not drawn, details and further rulings that are not even in the Qur'an. Some of the scholars of the people of Sunnah said that the Qur'an cannot be separated from the Sunnah. However, in many cases, the Sunnah may be relied upon without the Qur'an. So perhaps, his expression here, Deen al-Rasul, perhaps he means to show the importance of the Prophet ﷺ in this matter, the importance of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, and not separating him from the Deen of Allah and the importance of what he has brought, because he is the one who has brought Allah's Deen to us, and Allah knows best. Now, shall you pray behind an imam who doesn't have a beard or whose thobe is hanging below his ankles? It is permissible to pray behind him. It's not forbidden. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah wrote an essay concerning what is the principle of how we deal with the people of innovation, Ahl Bidah. And in that essay he talked about praying behind the imam from Ahl Bidah and the imam from Ahl Sunnah. And he said that the imam of Ahl Bidah, which is worse than the fasiq, the sinful person, he said that it is permissible to pray behind the people of bid'ah, as long as that bid'ah is not kufr. Yani bid'ah is of two types, mufassika and mukaffira. If it is bid'ah mukaffira, the bid'ah that is kufr, that takes a person out of Islam, that person is not a Muslim, you cannot pray behind him. But if it is bid'ah that is only disobedience and sinful, normal bid'ah, then he said you can pray behind that person. However, if there are two masjids, one from the people of Sunnah and one from the people of Bid'ah, he said, pray behind the imam of people of Sunnah. However, if you cannot go to the masjid of the imam of the people of Sunnah because it is too far, or there's no imam from the people of Sunnah, he said, there's no harm praying behind the people of Bid'ah, and the salat is correct, and there's no blame on the one who does so. Therefore, if a person may pray behind the people of Bid'ah, then the sinner is less than that. Bid'ah is worse than sin. Because the one who commits a sin, he knows it is wrong, and he might repent from it. However, the one who commits bid'ah, he thinks it is good, he thinks it is ibadah, and he will not repent from it. So the scholars of Sunnah said that bid'ah is worse than sin, because the people who sin might repent. They know that what they are doing is wrong, while the people of bid'ah, they don't repent, because they think that what they are doing is worship, and it is something rewardable. So if the imam is in that condition, there is no harm in praying behind him. However, if there is another masjid, that it is possible for that person to pray, and it is better to pray behind the person who is at least openly showing obedience to Allah. And if there is any way to advise the imam and to remind him, then it should be done. Even if it is through telling somebody else to talk to him, or leaving a small essay or something, or fatwa concerning this matter in his place of salat, so he will find it and read it. Remind him, perhaps, I remind the Prophet those who believe. Perhaps he will correct himself. Allah knows best. In any case, the Jews and the Christians, they are kuffar. They are kuffar. So they don't come under the ruling of making mockery of the deen of Allah. Because they are kuffar and their deen is kufr. Their deen is kufr. So they don't come under the ruling of making mockery of the deen of Allah. In any case, it might be related to the Sharia of the Prophet ﷺ. Allahu alam, it may be. In any case, there's no harm in what he has said. There's no contradiction in what he has said. He has not made any claim that we can reject. Indeed, if somebody asks you, what is your deen, you will say Islam. And they have called it your deen. So he has called it Rasul, the deen of Rasul. There's no harm in doing so. Allah knows best. Father, brother. Last question, because I think it's close time for the exam. Hanafi? If somebody has a beard and is dressed in an Islamic way and they do something that is wrong, any un-Islamic behavior, and people make mockery of what he has done, well, you can see, brother, that the scholars, when they have discussed this issue, they usually mention that whoever makes mockery of the person who grows his beard because of his beard, then that is kufr. The one who makes mockery of those who command the good and forbid the wrong, because of them commanding the good and forbidding the wrong, that is kufr. and he's making mockery of that person because of his implementing the law of Allah. But as for making fun of him because of his sinful behavior or something out of Islam, that is not kufr. It is not kufr to make fun of somebody if it's sin. But making mockery or making fun of them because of implementing the law of Allah, that is the kufr. Because it is related to the deen of Allah. Not because of that individual. If somebody is acting silly and people laugh at them and make a joke of them, because of their behavior, their silly behavior, then that is different. That is not kufr. Even if they have a beard and whatever, and they look like a Muslim. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Does somebody have the attendance list? Does somebody have the oh, okay, it's there. No. Whispering of Shaitan? Huh? Whispering of shaitan, a person should reject it. And if it came to your mind, you should seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. No, you should just reject it. And if the thought that comes to your mind that you have not expressed and you have not acted upon, it is only required that you reject, seek refuge in Allah from shaitan. It is sufficient. That is what is required. Assalamu alaikum. Barakallahu alaikum. How's everything? Mashallah. As better, alhamdulillah, I'm much better now. I'm talking normal almost now. Almost. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah. One of the sisters asked a question concerning whether or not she has to reply to the adhan when she hears the adhan being called, if she cannot hear the words of the adhan, but she can just hear a faint sound that she knows is the adhan. Allahu a'lam if that has to be followed or repeated. If she repeats the words of the adhan at the same time while she is hearing that, there's no harm. Inshallah, it is rewardable. However, to say that it is obligatory that one must repeat the words of the muezzin, then the Prophet ﷺ said that if you hear the muezzin making the call, then repeat his words. But if you can't hear his words, then it could not be obligatory for you to repeat that which you don't hear. However, as long as somebody knows that the adhan is being called, it is better to stop and in acknowledgement of the fact that the adhan is being called and listen. And they can say the words of the adhan that one normally says when they hear the adhan, even though we cannot say that it is obligatory and Allah knows best.